The kitchen window rattled as a sudden storm swept across the valley. Many stood alone in the dark, watching the rain. "It's coming down hard," she whispered to the glass. Robert entered the room, his silhouette framed by a flash of blue lightning. He wasn't thinking about data or text today. He was thinking about the look in Minnie's eyes. "The wash is going to flood the road," he said. "I hope the girls aren't out in this mess, Min." As if on cue, the phone on the counter buzzed. It was Barbara, sounding breathless and frantic. "Dad, the roof at the warehouse is leaking. The new inventory is right under the drip." Robert grabbed his keys and his heavy raincoat. "I'm coming down there." Minnie grabbed his arm with a firm, tight grip. "You are not a young Marine anymore, Robert. The streets are dangerous. I have to protect what we built," he told her. He stepped out into the howling Pasadena wind. The water was deep by the time he reached the small blue sedan. At the warehouse, he found Virginia already there with a flashlight. "I got off shift and saw Barb's car," she yelled over the thunder's roar. Dorothy and Shirley were hauling heavy crates to the back of the room. The family was a chain, moving in the shadows. They weren't saving gold or fancy silk dresses. They were saving the future of their name. Robert climbed a ladder with a tarp in his hand. His heart hammered in his chest like a drum. He felt alive in the struggle against the elements of the earth. "Hold it steady," he shouted to his girls. They pulled the plastic tight over the boxes. The rain pounded on the metal roof like bullets. By midnight, the leak was finally contained. They sat on the cold concrete, soaked and shivering but smiling. "We didn't lose a single page," Shirley laughed. Robert looked at his four brave daughters. They were the only real legacy he owned. The storm began to fade into a soft, steady hum. The saga was a story of survival and grit. The towers were wet and tired, but they stood. The air was cool. The danger had passed.